I see already Betty Jo Tucker Movie Edit Headquarters is already in the house. Hi, Betty Jo Tucker. Great show last week. Glad to have you back on live. Okay. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Edit Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, people. Ready to get your game on at Hooters, huh? If you're going to watch the Super Bowl, no better place to do it. Bring the whole family. Sunday, February 4th, New York City Hooters has 60 high-def flat-screen TVs and mouth-watering food. If you can go, go, because if you're there, you're going to have a chance to enter your name to win a 55-inch HD TV. The drawing will be held at halftime, but you must be present to win. So get on over there. Bring the family. Make it a family experience. It's lots of fun. Love those wings. Great times. You can joke, watch the game, have a good time. Hooters is 155 West 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. Sounds like a good time to me. And if you're on the run, stop in. Pick up your order there. You can go to 212-695-9580. I love Hooters. It's so much fun. Yes, it is. All righty. Let's get it moving this morning. My friend Tom Carozza, let me see if it's downloaded. Tom has a new song out. As you know, Tom's CDs are available on CD Baby, and we love our Tommy. We love our Tom Carozza. So let's see. Okay, here we go, his new song.
Observation. That's why they're keeping me here. And I thought I was desperate. You know that feeling, the feeling you just don't know.
Oh yeah, I know it.
What you're feeling, you just know it just has to go. I got that feeling, that iffy feeling now. I had it before, so I know what it's like. Wow. I keep it tucked way in the back of my mind, 'cause I don't want you to see when you're not around. There is no fix to be found. I'm alone, I'm just me. I pretend that pretending is okay. I pretend that you're only a root beer away. And I know that I'll do whatever you say, no matter wherever, however, whoever, whenever, today.
Well, I'm not gonna go on like this forever. I'm ready.
of hope. I hope it sticks. Like somewhere out there, there's really a fix. Someday they'll say that I am cured of whatever they say I endure. But I won't believe them at all, 'cause any moment I could fall. And I wish it was back in your arms. I won't ask the nurse for a pill. Just seeing your face, hearing your voice, smelling your neck is such a thrill. The puzzle is solved with one clue. My painter's fix is you.
Tommy. Oh, Tom Carosa, his CDs are available on CD Baby and Amazon, I believe. So check them out. Ah, it's been so cold. Everybody's been so down. I think we need a little sunshine. So let's pick it up with Katrina and the Waves.
And I just can't wait till the day when you're not the mother.
Walking on Sunshine. Isn't that a fun song? That is a very fun song. How about some comedy now from Vanessa Hollingshead?
My friends tried so many interventions with me, I just leave the plastic folding chair set up in a semicircle in my apartment. It's true. So, no, does anyone drink on the job? Now, a couple tricks. I want to say something. For those of us who have to drink on the job or have drunk on the job, a couple tips. When you come back from work, do not give advice. You will want to, of course, because you'll be drunk. Just listen and agree. Nod. I don't care if you see four of the same person. Just go, yep. Yep. And make sure you're leaning up against the wall. Do not lean up against the cubicle. You'll fall right through. But anyway, I learned a couple things for people who do drink. Just remember this. If you think you're slurring a little, you're slurring a lot. And if you think you're slurring a lot, you're not even speaking English. Did you ever blast the same song at 3 a.m. over and over and over again, thinking the neighbors won't mind because it's such a kick-ass fucking song? Luckily, when the cops showed up, they liked Neil Diamond, too. We're coming to America again, my country. Oh, and my friends are like, Vanessa, you're turning into a blackout drinker. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm turning into a time traveler. One minute I'm having white wine spritzes with you. The next minute I'm in Australia explaining to the customs official why I have no underwear and no passport a day early. Thank you for getting that a day late. I know how to say, where are my panties in seven languages? Where la pantaloon? I mean, donde es panties? I don't want to brag. Okay. I used to drink a bottle of wine with dinner. After my husband left me, I had a bottle of wine for breakfast. My friends are like, you are turning into an alcoholic. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm turning into a French woman. French women are like, for breakfast, I have the two bottles of wine. With and then for lunch, I have the four pack of cigarettes. You know, for safety. And then for dinner, I have the baguette and soak up the wine. I don't want to throw up over my clothes. And then for a nightcap, I have more wine. Oh, yeah. And then I pass out. Oh. And then in the morning, I need something to wear. So I put the pants on and the dress over the pants and the jacket over the dress. And voila, coat of fashion. La, 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 la. Not only am I fashion conscious, I am belly conscious. Oh. I mean, if you look at the fashion, that's the new look. That's the pants, the dress over the pants, and the jacket. Only a drunk would come up with that kind of fashion. Isn't that what the homeless wear? So I told my friends, I'm like, Jesus turned the water into wine. He didn't turn the wine into water. I think it would have been crucified a lot earlier. And you know, you got that stuff from Bethlehem, that strong shit. My friends are like, you're not Jesus. I'm like, well, I can drink like him. Maybe I'll get a vision. Maybe he'll say, Vanessa, my child, I want you to walk amongst the lepers. I'll be like, oh, Jesus, I don't want to move to Staten Island. I mean, that's like the ferry ride over the River Styx to get to that fucking place. I mean, if you live there, you're still my friend. You're just my MySpace friend, okay? Okay. So anyway, no, I actually,
I stopped drinking because, not because my friends, because of the drunk dialing, the drunk texting, the drunk emails. Anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay, if you were going to nicely stare at me and go, no, I don't do that shit. I just have straight hair and I feel good about myself. I'm just, I'm even from here. I'm visiting from Cleveland. Thanks. I just stare at you when I need to get insecure. No, I was just drunk. No, the drunk, I mean, I would call, like, hi. I know we broke up 3 years ago. But I know I burnt down your home. But I was making meatloaf, your favorite. Yeah, but no, I gotta tell you something really important. And I'm outside your front door. I don't have a punchline for that. That happened. Now, has anyone ever had an intervention? Where did I lose you? Okay, one, thank you. I have, and I'm telling you, these are fun. They're fun. It's like a really bad surprise birthday party. I don't know how to. I come home, friends and family I haven't seen in years. I'm like, oh my God, Frankie, Jackie, Denise, yeah. Wait a second. Birthday cake. Where's the booze? My friends are like, we're a little bit concerned with your drinking. I'm like, well, I'm a little bit concerned with your 90-pound weight gain. I don't say anything. I have Jenny Craig come over here. I'm a little bit concerned with the 4 packs of cigarettes you're smoking, Frank. I'm a little bit concerned that you're $80,000 in credit card debt, Denise. I don't say anything. Friends are like, well, we think that your drinking is affecting your work. Look at what I fucking do. I am not an eye surgeon. Now all of a sudden, this is not a birthday party. This is a terrorist attack. Now I feel like a little Israeli boy that wandered into a Taliban cave. Luckily, I'm equipped with an arsenal of functioning alcoholics in my head. I'm like, okay, wait a second. Amy Winehouse, she wrote Rehab. She won 6 Grammys, drunk and drugged out the whole time. Pretty nice fucking life. What about Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners? Baby, you're the greatest. Norton, get down here. Had an amazing life, completely soused, lived to 72 years old. What about Alfred Hitchcock? Rear Window, The Bird, Psycho. Welcome to the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. Wasted. Ben Kingsley, he and Gandhi, he was shipped off to treatment when he finished Gandhi. You know, be the change you want to be in my people. And won an Oscar. Old Man in the Sea, Ernest Hemingway. I mean, the list goes on. And my favorite, Winston Churchill. He rallied all of England, defeated Hitler and the Nazis. Flask of brandy by his side, morning, noon, and night. He didn't say, you know, that Hitler is a beastly chap. I think he wants to kill everybody. But I'm going to be dreadfully late for my Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I said, you got to thank alcohol. It's your friend. If we didn't have alcohol, there'd be no movies, no theater, no, there'd be no fucking people. We'd be sitting in Starbucks. No, actually, SS Bucks. It's run by a Jewish guy singing Hail Hitler as we're, you know, drinking, espresso. I told my friends, I said, make alcohol your friend. Then what, you want to lose weight, Jackie? Mix Slim Fast with vodka. That weight comes right off. You're like, hey, how you doing? Have you ever worked out drunk? You have no problem lifting those weights. Look at these arms. But stay off the Steermaster. I did crack my chin open and fuck the ugly guy. Not for nothing. Quit smoking, you know, know, mix a little bit of Miller Lite with Marlboro Lite, you know? Tell my friend Jackie, you're $80,000 in credit card debt. Make alcohol the most important thing in your life. Then you won't care about things like looking good, personal hygiene, being employed. My friends are like, don't you want to live a long time? Don't you want to grow old? Oh, yeah. There is nothing more wonderful than being an older woman in America, right? Oh, yeah. I can't wait to be old enough for that assisted living, right? And then when I start getting, I get those age spots and those sunspots and those chin hairs growing right the fuck out here, and then the nose getting bigger and the ears getting bigger. Maybe I'll get a little bit of that osteoporosis, you know, where I'm crippled and mangled the fuck up, right? Maybe I'll get a little, oh, and I want some of that dementia where I'm slowly going crazy, right? And I'm wandering the halls and playing soccer with my tits. I'm looking for my teeth, and my cats are wandering the halls looking for me. And then they get shipped off and gassed, and I go mad, and I get sent to Bellevue Mental Ward, and then some comic slash orderly won't clean my three-month-old shit-stained pants. And then I'm giving overprescribed psychotropic medications as my hand is violently shaking, and I can stare out the window thinking, memories. Get old. I don't know about you. I want to live life. I want to live a full, great life. Don't you want to live?
Yeah.
Don't you like just want to like just grab life by the balls? I want to like do a cartwheel in Denneby's. I want to see a really cute guy and go, yo, bitch, you're mine. A cheeseburger with fries with a black and white milkshake, three slices of cheesecake, and not fucking feel guilty about it. I want to sing karaoke in Japanese with the Japanese. I want to cry at sad movies. I want to laugh with old friends. I want to go to airport security. I want to take off all my clothes, and I want to say, can you see the bomb now, motherfucker? As I'm blasting the Stones, wow, 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 horses couldn't drag me away. And alcohol makes that happen. The only problem is I never did those things. I did cry to my friends, but I thought about it as I held on to those dreams, as I was holding on to that toilet, thinking, oh, Jesus, I will never drink again. Just get me out of this detox in Staten Island.
She's got a good case for alcoholism, but anyway, not a happy thing, but pretty funny. Okay, all right, want to check that out. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and I'm not sure what's on this weekend. I think it's The Best Of, and all of her interviews and stuff, they're available at any time to download and listen. Anytime you want, right there. Download it, work out. Okay, don't forget, Super Bowl's coming up. Oh, boy, at Hooters. Get your game on at Hooters. Watch the Super Bowl Sunday, February 4th, New York City Hooters. It's got 60 high def flat screen TVs and great food. And if you go, you can enter to win a 55-inch HD TV. But honey, we can have it. I want it. The drawing will be at halftime. You got to be present to win. Okay, that's Manhattan Hooters, 155 West 33rd Street, across from Madison Square Garden. And remember, they also have takeout. Also good. Who else is the show's winding down so fast today? Oh, yeah, George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Go to TuneIn right here in Miramar, and you can listen Also, you can go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook and join the thread and talk to all the fun people and make new friends. Cheer yourself up there. Okay, what's going on here? We got 4 minutes. All right, let's check it out. Big shout out to my friend Gail. And let's see, I don't know where we're going to go here. It's a lot of fun. Okay. Oh, gosh. I have so many things that I want to play, and as I'm trying to find it, it's winding down with the time. Okay. All righty. Let's see. All right. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Go to CD Baby. You can download them there. Also, let's see, my TV show tonight, three channels in Manhattan, or go to MNN.org, 7 p.m. New York City time, and that's anywhere in the world. You can watch it there. All righty, that's the Nancy Lombardo Show, always fun. So thank you for tuning in. Why don't we go out on a little me, and this is a little jam I did with Christopher McGinnis. I think he was 12 at the time. What a piano player. Lots of fun. Here you go.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko, loser, you're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
Lombardo. Don't forget, Hooters, February 4th, family fun. Go check it out. Super Bowl. All right. This has been What's the Buzz, New York. Big kiss. Bye-bye.